Blog Talk Radio.
Coming and going, even when I was young in upstate New York, they didn't want to be around me, and then I realized maybe I'm too odd, and I felt bad, and I had such low self-esteem, which played a role in the demise of relationships, but I moved on, and I realized it's probably what's the best. If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be, and I'm, you know, when I come to really close friendships because of my bad upbringing and lack of growing up properly and lack of love, I say, from the outside world to the people who I grew up with. I tend to cling to relationships to make sure that I have somebody that I can be with and, you know, my closest friends. You know, I had a lot of bromances. Bromances and, or, you know, or it could be, you know, people, you know, who I come across, who I have some, you know, acquaintances and so on. So what I'm trying to say is that the bromance is like two guys who are really like brothers, you know. It ended, you know, because I was looking for a family, you know, I was looking for someone who I can count on, you know, who will always be there to the end. I had a situation where I thought a few of the prune bromances will last a lifetime. We'll always be there for each other. You know, it's kind of like that family that you never had. You know, it's like, you know, we'll be there, we hang out, we'll share each other, we'll leave each other in case the other leaves or something like that. And if they're not around, you know, we still always connect. I thought that was going to happen with a few or one or a few, and it did not. It was an illusion. You know, it was, we're not compatible. I was heartbroken because due to the lack of family that I had, that I thought I didn't have at the time, and a lack of love and acceptance from the outside world, I felt universally an outcast, despite being a musician or a performer. So they didn't want me or me be around me because I thought it was too odd. I was accused of being sick, crazy, too possessive, and so on. But I had to let it go. I had to find love inside myself and stand on my own 2 feet. You know, as I got older, I stopped looking for the outside world for, you know, acceptance. I had to accept myself first. But with that, I also know with the title of this show, I have to move on if others do not like me or accept me. It's always going to be the case, as I realized as I got older, that there's always going to be somebody who's never going to like me. Whether it's the way I superficial remains, and those people I stay away from, you know, I dealt with a lot of discrimination, racism, and all kinds of things, you know, in that way, yeah. But character-wise, they just probably thought I was too odd or whatever. It's not me, it's them. If they have a problem, fine. And I'm not blaming them, you know, if they don't like who I am, there's other people to hang out with, you know. Life is too short. You know, if I'm going to hold on a grudge to somebody for years and years and years over something that happened 30 or 40 years ago or whatever, you got to be crazy. But if someone wants to hold on a grudge to me or don't like me, that's their problem. But at the same time, I'm not going to fault them because maybe perhaps they have a good reason for what they're going through. I do know that I did nothing heinous or something really, really way out to hurt them. I mean, I was accused of putting someone on the street, which is kind of heinous, but I would never do that. I'm not a manager of a building. I would never do that, apartment building or whatever. So, you know, it was falsely accused or whatever. I had people who did not like me personally, but I stay away from them and forget about them because it's hard sometimes, especially if you like that person or had a bromance or had a good working relationship in an employment situation or, you know, it was a romance or whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, there are other people that I can deal with. Because I don't know how long I'm going to live on this planet. I don't have time for these little childhood, what I consider childhood games. I have to be an adult, and I know that God, I'm a very good person. I'm a very lovable person, and someone out there will accept me for who I am. And I do have that. I may not be liked by somebody, you know, if someone still has a grudge against me about, you know, whatever it is, something that's on them. I cannot accept it. I have to move on. And I wish the best for them. I ain't going to prejudge them necessarily to the point where I feel better. That's not the point. The point is life is too short. If someone does not like me, I have to let them go. It was hard for me when I was younger because I didn't have the family structure. I grew up in a broken home and stuff like that. So in that situation, I was It took me a lot longer than perhaps someone who did found who found love or was accepted for who they were, because ultimately, self love comes from inside, and it's still a process that I want to deal with for the rest of my life. I accept myself, and since I love myself, I have to be healthy. I have a choice to be healthy or not healthy, or whatever is best for me. Or I can't worry about what somebody else is doing. We all are in different steps or different situations. There were people who did not want to be my friend anymore. There were people who did not want to be around me. And you know what? I realized that it ended, but I realized it was good because those people probably had a lot of problems. I couldn't be around them. Or there was something else going on. Maybe just the way I look. I acted silly sometimes with somebody, and they just didn't want to be around me. Then I realized there's more to it. The way I looked. So they were prejudiced. So thank God I ain't friends with some prejudiced person. Again, I have to try to change and do the best I can, because I'm going to make mistakes as a human being. I know that I'm a very good human being because I did nothing heinous. I didn't kill no one. I didn't rob no one. I didn't, I'm not in jail for the rest of my life. There are a lot of problems in the world. A lot of people have done way more things than I did. So I know I'm a good person. I have my problems. I'm not perfect. I'm not a saint. So if someone don't like me, forget it. It's too short. Because I could die tomorrow, 20 years. I can die within 15 minutes. Life is too short. Now, I like when I look at rock and roll music, since I'm a rock and roll artist at Guns N' Roses, because, Axl Rose and Slash did not get along. They've done 20 years, and they have made good music together. But I guess Axl and Slash just finally, there was a forgiveness, and they now they're working together. I like to see that because those guys had a partnership in business that really did very well. And, to end it because business or whatever it was, or ownership of a group or whatever, for them to come around and work together shows a sign that they have grown. They've grown spiritually. Because I do know that in some form or another, for me, the art for me is to forgive and let go. Because if I hold on a grudge for too long, it will consume me and affect my relationships in my life. Life is too short. As I get older, I am tired. I don't have no interest, whatsoever. If they want to keep away, fine. Because there are people who will accept me in this world. And also the other thing that I realized is probably was best, because I had to be around, some of the people that I hung around with were not healthy. I'm trying to be sober. I'm trying to be, sober relationship. I can't have to hang around with somebody who's always drunk all the time. The reason why is because I drank a little when I was younger. My dad was an alcoholic, and my dad was very volatile. So when I get around alcohol, it sparks up all these things. I don't want to bring out my family business, but the thing is that my dad did the best he could. My dad was a good person, but he did the best he could. He is no longer on this planet. God rest in peace. He really tried. A lot of people I'm just bringing examples. A lot of people have bad habits, and I had to find my way. I was possessive, and I was needy, with my friendships and relationships of, with people, whatever. I had to realize that, I'm, independent. I had to be independent. Now, if I have a relationship and they out somewhere or gone, then it's on them. They have a right. I cannot bother them. I had to set boundaries, and I know the boundaries of what to let people be themselves. life is too short. One reason why a lot of relationships end in divorce is for superficial means. Is it because of money, or is it because of sex, or unhealthy habits? And one of them is just possessive neediness. But we all need and be to possess if we're in a relationship to some degree. But we also got to let people, or family or something, but we also got to let people go out and live their life as what they want it to be led by. I can't control or make somebody else like me. I had to set people free. If I love somebody, I had to set them free because there's no other way. And when I set someone free, I free myself. And I'm free to know there are other people I can hang out with. There's millions of people, billions of people in this world. There's lots to learn. Life is too short. It's not easy to get to that situation, especially. I'm talking about really, you know, like if you have a family member, like a brother or mother or sister, or if you're married or in romance, yeah, or a very, very close, long-term friendship or whatever, you know, or, you know, something like that, something, not some, you know, whatever. You have to just deal with it the way it is. But I knew I have to be around healthy people. Because if I choose around positive people, I have positive consequences. If I choose around, hang around negative people, negative consequences. I find out that the people that will stand by me and accept me for who I am, there's more positivity, there's compatibility. People that I'm not supposed to be hanging around with, there's negativity. But on the other hand, if someone doesn't like me and they're going through issues, and they could be well meaningful, then so be it. I cannot own that blame. I have to move on. So it's not easy when you're in a friendship or a relationship or whatever it is. If you want to be more involved, you have to let people set boundaries. But also, if it's not healthy, you have to let it go. And if someone has something, you have to let it go. But if, you know, but on the other hand, forgiveness is essential. Especially if something, you have to let things go. If you hold on to a grudge 20 years because he said something bad to you or whatever, or she said something bad to you, that's, in my opinion, that's ridiculous. Or because you... angry because you took out something or something really childish. I feel we're grown people in this world. The grown people. I mean, childhood you're learning. Children haven't reached that point of maturity, and unfortunately, there's cruelty and hopefully, you know, there are laws to protect children who are being bullied because children are in a stage where they don't have that maturity. But as an adult, we should. So take the high road, and I know it's hard. It's easy said than done, but it's going to be, I hope it'll be liked by everybody, but I can't. It's impossible. But I just like by those who accept me for who I am and move on. If I'm positive and I do the best I can, that's all I need to do. When I see all this crazy stuff out in the world, I mean, they got a lot of more important things to think about, you know. They got problems with, you know, the peace in the world. They got laws taking away people's rights in North Carolina, you know, LGBT, whatever. They got people, the Black Lives Matter, you know, problems. They got people going to jail for murder. They got people, all these people, you know. There's so many problems in the world. They got people getting hurt by, et cetera, et cetera. I can't, it is too much going on, and I have to be positive, and I need some peace in my life, and I have to hang around, you know, the right people, whether they're men, women, you know, hang around the right people who will accept me for who I am. And that's all I need to do. And if I'm trying to be good to my fellow man, and do the best I can and let go of these little crazy things. Because I ain't going to let something that happened 20 years ago consume my life. And hopefully you won't either. Good night from Dove Night.